and welcome to episode 55 of the Noisecast. We are a tech-based podcast. We talk about tech stuff and stuff that is tech. We also talk about random crap, yell at Vito, Vito yells at us, and we also do WTF news. For those of you new to the podcast, welcome. You can check us out online on thenoisecast.com. You can find us on Facebook. Search for the Noisecast. We'll be there. You also find us on Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. We're not on MySpace yet. Ray refuses to make a page. And, Ray doesn't want us to have more followers than his page. Anyway, tonight with us we have Ray.
How's it going?
He's really mad tonight. This is going to be fun. We also have Vito, who will hear and gone playing Diablo 3.
Hello, children!
Okay, that's really stupid. And thanks to everyone who joined us in the live stream chat. If you're not aware, you can join us on Sunday nights when we record. That's 6 Eastern time, and we have the live stream chat. It's on thenoisecast.com/live. Tell us we're wrong. You can give us your opinions. We can ignore it. We can use it. Whatever. We do welcome your input. If you have any topics, if you have any opinions, shoot them. Just shoot us. Shoot them at us throughout the week or during the podcast. We'll fit them in. If you don't like us, shoot Vito.
Yeah, it is all my fault anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even know you were paying attention.
Of course I'm paying attention.
Yes, dear. How about the first topic? Apple loses a lawsuit to Motorola.
What?
Yeah, there's been an injunction on selling iOS devices in Germany because of Motorola Mobility has patents that I believe they covered the 3G portion of it. Anyway, there's been an injunction on that, and Apple's asking it to be held off. But that's kind of funny that Apple decided to go in their whole sue everyone for everything binge, and then Moto pretty much gets them to shut the hell up because of an actual patent, not because it looks similar.
Well, I'm honestly amazed that Apple has lost a patent or a lawsuit. They're usually rabid about theirs, and they pursue it until it's done.
Well, this wasn't losing so much as Motorola winning.
Yeah. Well, are they giving up completely, or are they like,
no? Are they giving up? Huh? You're stupid, son. I guess it's the actual patent is a method for performing countdown functions during mobile originated transfer with a packet radio system. So the whatever, any 3G item that they sell in Germany.
All right.
Well, that's cool, I guess.
Yeah, so I guess.
That was a spirited discussion.
Yeah, you guys suck.
I mean, whoop-de-doo, they fucking lost. Nobody bats 1,000.
Well, it's just interesting. I think that it's funny they've been going around suing based on looks when they're actually sued based on someone's intellectual thought. Yeah.
Yeah, but Apple is always based on, look how good it looks.
Well, but that's not how they make devices that last longer than a year.
They don't make devices that last longer than a year.
I beg to differ.
They want you to buy a new one every fucking time a new one comes out.
They want you to buy one, but they will last longer. I mean, there are people that are still using Apple devices from like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. Not the the phone sort of, but that.
Oh, the phone. There's.
I'm
no
talking about more of the computers.
Right.
Yeah, then but this again, isn't a fucking computer lawsuit. It's a fucking phone lawsuit.
Anyway, if you look, how many phones from 2007 are there out there right now? From 2008 or 9. And then you look at the old iPhones. People still use them. I think they're slightly more durable, at least the older ones, than most phones. Doesn't mean I want to buy one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, here's a cool story, bro. Apple apparently also does not own the name iPad in China.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently the iPad is wildly popular in China, and they've sold more than 1 million devices there. Between April and June, apparently a company by the name of ProView registered the name in 2000, and they sold computer monitors. However, they flirted with the idea of selling tablet computers. So, anyway, that's interesting.
Okay, well, I mean...
Ray, just leave.
I don't really have anything to say about that.
Well, then shut the hell up.
About Apple and how hard they have it.
Okay, and we're done with Apple. You happy?
Good. Apple sucks.
All right. Here's something that might make you happy. Shut up. No.
I want a nice steaming cup of shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
The love in here. Is
yeah. Since you're all worked up, here's something stupid. Stop highlighting stuff. I'll punch you in the dick. Seriously? Stop it. Ray? I'm gonna put it in Comic Sans. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, we use a Google Doc for the topic list. Anyone can edit it, and Ray is being a douche with it. Right?
Fuck you. Come on, get to the next topic, man.
Okay, the next topic list is Mega Upload, large site where you can upload whatever the hell you want, more or less. Yep.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, they came under fire because, you know, people think that it's the only place that steals stuff online. But it turns out that a bunch of large music names, P. Diddy, will.i.am, Alicia Keys, Kanye West, Snoop Dogg, Chris Brown, blah, 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 others.
Et cetera.
Yeah, et cetera. They did a song praising Mega Upload. And, you know, it's pretty interesting. And
did
then
they do, like,
apparently.
One of those group songs?
What?
Like We Are the World kind of songs?
I didn't listen to it. I didn't really care. I'm not a fan of most of those people anyway.
Maybe we should go to Mega Upload and see if we can find it.
Well, here's the funny thing. YouTube apparently pulled the video because Universal Media Group decided that they would throw in some copyright claims on this song that was entirely owned by Mega Upload. So somebody filed some false claims on this thing, and they got it taken down. So,
well, YouTube does that a lot. They'll just pull something down.
Well,
like, real
see, but that's
like
the thing. UMG has to make the claim on it.
Yeah,
somebody
but it's not
has
the first
to
time that someone's made a false claim on YouTube.
Yeah, but that's not usually coming from a company that's directly fighting with the company that uploaded the song.
That's
and
true.
It's also not it. You're being a douche, Ray. Seriously.
Well, I think he was actually agreeing with you.
He's just mad that I changed it from Comic Sans.
Oh, I didn't go back. Okay. Anyway. Mega Upload apparently owned all the, you know, intellectual information in this video, intellectual property. And then UMG flagged it and said, we own that. And now some bitter name-calling going on.
Well, it's UMG being a bitch because they think that anything on the internet somehow hurts their album sales.
Well, they pay someone to be on the internet and flag videos.
Yeah, I think that if they're going to be worrying about spending too much money, they should cut that guy out. Like, is that really necessary?
I don't know. It's probably actually a lawyer that they pay more than they would actually pay an intern. Because you could pay a guy, you know, $6 an hour to do that. But
hell,
the
I'd
lawyer
that
they're charging
to
do
leave
it.
The house.
You don't have to pay me. I'd do it anyway.
Downvote. Flag videos.
Anyway. Douchebag.
Flag them all as sexually explicit.
So since we're flying through this topic list because you guys are not paying attention or really saying anything.
I am paying serious attention, and
I am also paying attention. I'm just
What do you want me to say about this story?
I don't know, something thought provoking.
UMG is being a cunt. There's nothing more to say. Look, I usually don't, man.
No, I'm just having a good time listening to you. I'm getting you riled up and then let you go.
But I kind of have to agree with him on this one. It's,
look, they're being
it's
a
not
cunt.
Really a whole lot
well,
to say.
Okay,
about it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to get some. Like, I explain it, and then you guys go, "Yep."
That's pretty much
well,
it.
You did such a great job explaining it.
Well, thank you. So, okay, how about this one? Louis C.K. is selling DRM-free copies of his stand-up. A video that he paid out of pocket to film, produce, host, and everything. For $5 on his website. Similar to the way Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails sell their own music.
Right.
Money goes directly to them. You pay less for it. Feel better about supporting the guy. Pretty cool.
I think it's pretty fucking awesome. But I've always thought Louis C.K. was awesome. Pretty much everything the guy touches is amazing. So, you know, seeing him...
Is his penis amazing?
It tastes like gummy bears and cures depression.
Hmm.
Well, that's pretty fucking amazing.
Wow.
But,
This is a really... I really hope that more people start to do this. I know there's always going to be the people who are like, oh, I'm going to torrent this anyway because that's just who I am.
Dude, after...
You're ruining it for everybody. When it's something like this...
Yeah, after it was pointed out yesterday that it was out and available for download, you know, I went and looked, and there was one specific website that had it down or up for download, and it had been pulled over 250 times.
And that was in six hours? Yeah.
6 hours, 250 times. What the fuck? I mean, really? You can't... You can't shell out $5 for an amazing comedian like Louis C.K. Pretty much everything that comes out of the man's mouth is hilarious. Yeah. Why would you not pay $5 for it, you know? You pay more than that than for a fucking value meal at McDonald's that I know your fat ass is eating.
Exactly. And I hope that those people don't ruin it. Because I know there are tons of people that went out and fucking picked this up for $5. It was totally worth it.
It was front paged on Reddit. And... But the title of it was more or less, hey, I don't care if you like him, pay the $5 so people realize that this is a successful business model.
Right.
Which it is. I mean, he's besides the fact that other people have done this before, I think Radiohead did a pay what you want. Is it Radiohead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long time ago. Pay what you want. Nine Inch Nails does he gives out free samples of his album and then you buy the whole thing for like $10, $5 or something. It's a good business plan. If you have the money to you know, produce stuff, which obviously people do, then you can sell it on your own. That's great. It's a good business plan to sell it without a label. Without anyone, you know, having a percentage interest in it.
I think the thing that keeps it... The one thing that makes it profitable is the fact that people are more willing to go out and pay for it when they know that all or most of it is going back into the artist's pocket, which is one more reason that it upset me that people are so willing to torrent it. When you're getting it for almost free anyway and you're not really sticking it to the man here, you're fucking over the guy.
This would be a $20 DVD.
Yeah. Oh, easily.
And he would get $2 of that, maybe.
Maybe.
Depending on the deal he had. And that's just a stand-up guy. That's not as an artist. Like a music artist.
Right. Yeah, and you get it with this. If you want to have it on a DVD, you can burn it to a DVD because there's no DRM.
Yeah.
which just makes it a bajillion times better.
And don't you, what is it, two?
It's a
two, two HD downloads and streaming from the site, right? If you pay the $5.
Yeah.
I haven't bought it. But then again, I haven't torrented it either.
Well, yeah, I haven't torrented it. Like I said, I know where to get it, but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
And I won't get it until I've got that $5 sitting in PayPal so that I can go and get it the right way. Because they were right on Reddit. It's stealing something like this is just a fucking dick move. You want to do everything you can to make the record companies and the distribution companies see that this really is a good idea.
Yeah.
So that they keep doing it, so that we don't have to pay ridiculous amounts of money
or
for something
not,
that...
They're going to be convinced as much as other artists being convinced that this is going to work for them. So that
right,
when
yeah.
their record contract
yeah.
is up,
right.
you know, like say, you know, you sign for 3 albums. After that, you know, you don't have to re-sign. You can host everything yourself. Or you can get with a smaller, you know, company that... There are companies that do basically just that. That they still have producers, they still have everything, but they're not, you don't sign away your music to them. You can hire them, you know, to host this and sell it and everything.
Right.
Yeah. And this is something I really hope does catch on.
I'm excited. I mean, like I said, I haven't bought it.
I haven't either, but that's just because I'm waiting for the PayPal stuff to go through. I will be buying it.
Yeah, every time I've watched any of Louis C.K.'s stuff on Netflix or even his show,
yeah,
I spend the entire time in tears because
yeah.
the man is hilarious.
His show, it comes and goes. It's kind of, there's stages when it's really awkward and then there's stages when it's...
Being awkward is the best part.
Well, yeah, it's... I don't like awkward. It's one of those things that makes me cringe really bad. So
it's one of those times when you have to pause it and come back to it.
Yeah, or I'll just walk away like, I don't know this guy. You're embarrassing me by embarrassing yourself. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway.
Like, I watched outtakes that he posted that aren't on the thing, and they're fucking hilarious.
Anyway, for those of you listening, check the show notes for the link. It's, what is it, buy.lewisck.net. If you want to check it out. Anyway, moving on. Apparently, Microsoft is taking a from Android.
Mouth.
What?
What?
Huh?
I don't know.
Okay, Android or Microsoft? Damn it! You know, ah, you're an ass. Microsoft is taking a key from Android, and they're basically saying that we can remotely delete your Windows 8 apps.
So, I don't know about that.
Well, it's coming from their app store in the same way that Google can push out, you know, updates to kill apps that they find are full of viruses or whatever.
Right. So it's, keep in mind when you hear or read this, it's not, hey, we can delete this just because we don't want you to have it. They're deleting it to save you from your own stupidity.
Yeah. And
well, with great power comes great responsibility.
Okay, Microsoft already has great power. Better. They already own your computers. I mean, come on. It's not like... Yeah, whatever. It's the same thing Android does. When Android does it, it's great. Now Microsoft says they can do it and everyone's pissed off. Seriously, it's the same thing. They can say that it basically... It says in the terms of use, in cases where your security is at risk or where when we're required to do so... For legal reasons, you may not be able to run apps or access content that you previously acquired or purchased a license for. That's pretty much a cover your ass statement, where they get sued for something in their app store, they have to pull it because, like say you pay for a soundboard app. That's stupid because that copyright violation.
Who pays for soundboard?
Exactly, but they're out there, and there are some for sale that aren't giveaways. So anyway, and also security risks. Say there's an app in the Windows 8 App Store that somehow has, you know, Microsoft actually checks their apps in their App Store. But say something comes out that this decides to send all your credit card information to China. They can reach in and kill it without having to notify each and every single user that, hey, you need to delete this app.
Again, saving you from your own stupidity.
Well, then I'll redact my statement. That sounds pretty sweet.
Yeah, I mean, Microsoft isn't completely stupid. Granted, they're not the genius of the world, but they do fairly well for themselves. It says they may refund you the amount you paid for the license. If you buy it.
Oh, do they do that?
It says they may. It doesn't say they will, it says they may. Sure, it depends on why it was pulled. If they screwed up and they pushed an app out that completely, like, say it was like a PayPal app, but it wasn't actually by PayPal, and it just took your bank information and then that, and they didn't actually check it or something, you know, something stupid like that, then they'd probably refund you the
money. Okay. I can get behind that.
I'm not saying that's how it's going to happen. That's just
my previous stance.
That's just what I'm guessing. So let's move on to webOS.
Yay.
Yeah, the touchpad went back on fire sale today, and just it's probably like bag of crap on Woot, just completely screwed with their servers, pissed a lot of people off. I know there was some ranting in the White Noise Facebook group about it. It's kind of funny. Anyway.
About it going open source?
No, oh, no about the fact that people tried to buy it and they couldn't.
That and it was still being listed as $4.99 or whatever.
Oh, yeah. But I guess they finally said that we bought this thing, so maybe we'll just make it open source. They're seeing that people like the thing. They like the fact that it's fairly cheap.
They'd like it because it's cheap.
Well, they like it because, yeah. And if they keep
Let's not skirt around the issue. Everyone likes it because the price point was so low during the fire sale.
Well, yeah. And now they're saying they're going to continue to support it. So they'll probably, you know, keep releasing them. You know, it's otherwise they'd completely sell the OS because the OS comes with patents.
Yeah.
So, and I think they want to keep the patents, but they'll just make whatever open. I don't know how it's going to work.
Well, if it's open source, the code is open
source. Oh, it says patents related to webOS will remain under HP control.
Obviously.
But that basically, yeah. They're saying, here's something great. Go continue playing with it. We don't care. It doesn't really say anything specific about new hardware or what it's going to do with.
Aren't they done making them? Like, they just have a warehouse full and they keep... Okay, we'll sell them now. Like, are they still making new ones? Or are they just selling off their stock?
I think these are actually refurbished that went on the fire sale.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, they were all refurbs.
Oh, they're probably like the first gen ones that had issues.
Okay.
Or whatever.
The ones that everybody was saying, this thing's bullshit, and took it back to the store.
So, a refurbished... You know, decent. They don't seem to be horrible at any rate. Refurbished, decent.
No, tablet
for $100. That's pretty good. I went into a local electronics store today, and they're advertising some tablet for $100. I wanted to go see what it looked like, and it had it seemed like a resistive touchscreen, like a crappy GPS touchscreen. Yeah,
They still make those?
That's what it seemed like. I'm not saying it was.
Oh.
I mean, it wasn't worth $100. But at all. It would never register a single touch properly. It wouldn't swipe. The only way to move between windows was to tap and then hit the home or back button if you screwed up.
What?
You couldn't go swipe back.
That's like complete shit.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That could be yours for only $399.
No, that was $100. If you're looking at something in the cheap ass range, don't go any lower than the Amazon Kindle Fire. I've played with it. It's nice. It's smooth. It's fast. The screen works. Get that.
I was playing with Kindle Fire this weekend, and it It seemed a little bit laggy when zooming in and out on full color pages. But that's easily overlooked.
Was that in store?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't trust in-store experiences. It's because after a week of being on, those things suck.
So, yeah, pretty much.
I know the one I used, it probably had some issues like that, but it's still... I got my hands on one Thanksgiving weekend, Kindle Fire. My aunt got it, and it's been about 3 hours between playing with it and then showing her how to use different portions of it. And it's pretty awesome. I didn't have any problems zooming or swiping or registering touches or anything like that.
Well, no, it wasn't. I didn't have problems registering touch at all. It was...
I know. I was just covering that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was responsive enough. It just seemed that whenever I was going for zooming in on magazine pages, it would stutter a little bit. I mean, nothing too terrible. If you're using it as a reader anyway, it's not going to bother you that much.
Well, it's faster than e-ink.
True, and that's what I'm saying. If you're using it as a reader, it really won't bother you. And if it does, you know, you should just go check out an e-ink reader and check out the lag on one of those bastards.
Yeah, or go check out a magazine and see what the lag is on the pinch to zoom there.
See how well you can zoom in on that shit.
Still waiting.
I got my grandpa magnifying glass. So that's cool. Anyway, good job, HP. You did something that sounds like it's going to be okay, but you're probably going to screw it up.
Slightly better than mediocre.
Yeah, it's not bad news, but I'm not optimistic. Put it that way. Here you go, space nerds. Apparently, SpaceX is...
SpaceX?
SpaceX.
What I said, SpaceX.
Shut up. Where the hell was I? Anyway, SpaceX, the commercial orbital transit service, is going to meet up with the ISS. According to NASA, they have agreed to allow SpaceX to send their Dragon spacecraft on a rendezvous with the International Space System station on February 7th, 2012. That's awesome. That's fast. But cool.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, commercial flights are headed to the International Space Station.
Okay, what are they going to do on the space station?
SpaceX.
Aside from SpaceX.
Okay, it's saying that we look forward to a successful mission, not a sexful mission, which will open up a new era in commercial cargo delivery for the International Orbiting Laboratory.
So they're basically just bringing shit up?
I think this one's actually a test flight to see if SpaceX has actually gotten, you know, the protocols together, you know, everything that is required to dock while flying around the Earth at thousands of miles.
Yeah, but I mean, my question is, on the space station right now, they're doing actual science.
Sort of.
They're doing more than you'd. Whatever.
Well, they're doing stuff.
Who they send up could do, right?
Well,
just random people that can pay the $quadrillion to go?
Well, Russia probably is. Oh, yeah, they are, because Russia is shuttling us up there. And we're paying the ridiculous amounts of money to send our astronauts up. Anyway, it's just... Basically,
I mean, I see commercial, I assume that people can buy a ticket.
No.
No?
Well, that's the idea in the long run.
Eventually.
Long, long, long run.
Not right now, but eventually. That's
Now, it's pretty much SpaceX is trying to be, they're trying to jump in where the space station, or the manned space flight, you know, left off. Saying, hey, you have a gap, we want to fill it. If they can properly shuttle people and cargo to the space station for cheaper than what the U.S. pays Russia, they're, boom, contract.
Yeah.
And the fact that we don't have to wait on government, you know, requisitions and everything else for technology to advance.
That's a pretty big if, though.
And it's a company, yeah, and it's a company doing it for profit, not doing it, you know, because they're told to, and we have to fill this budget by the end of the month, so spend all your money right now.
Right.
Okay. I got you now.
It's cool.
It is cool.
It's the first non-government of any sort, you know, docking with the space station. And the fact that they've come a long way in just a few years. Anyway, now that we've moved on to our final regular topic, Vito has been playing Diablo 3 throughout the entire podcast. What do you think?
Playing throughout the entire... Okay, maybe I have. But I've been keeping up. I'm talking and chit-chatting.
Okay, okay, then what did I just ask you to do?
You said, what do you think?
Uh-huh. So why don't you...
And what do you think?
I'm impressed. And that's saying a lot for a video game, because I'm not easily impressed. It has a very Torchlight feel to it, if any of you have played Torchlight. And Torchlight was basically an expansion of... Wow, okay. it was like an expansion on Diablo 2, because instead of just giving you like your two spells, your left click and your right click, you had like a hotbar, kind of like World of Warcraft, where you could put up to five spells or your potions, whatnot. Well, the same thing is in Diablo 3. You have your first two primary and secondary spells on your mouse, so you can left click or right click to get you know, those spells out. And then you have as you're playing, as you level up, you unlock more spaces on your hotbar. So you start off with the five that you can see, but you can't actually put anything into them until you level up and unlock that active spot, if that makes sense.
So and then you have to level up to open your pocket?
No, see, it's... If you played Diablo and Diablo 2, you know how you held your potions in your belt?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the case anymore. Now, your potions just stack. So your potions stack up, and they only take up one little inventory space for as many potions as you have, and put them on a single hotbar spot, and you just hit that one little button whenever you need it.
That makes a whole lot more sense.
It does, and it saves you a shit ton of inventory space too. And as for mana, that's gone. Now you have things are different depending on which class you use. For the monk, you have spirit. For the wizard, it's arcane power. The demon hunter uses two different things. He has hatred and discipline, and those are used for different abilities. But you don't have to worry about mana potions anymore, because your spell casting resource regenerates either over time or through the use of skills. So it keeps you from having to... you'll still run out if you're just using your abilities willy-nilly, but you won't have to worry about taking up half of your inventory with health potions and mana potions like you did with Diablo 2.
That's good.
It makes things a lot more... it makes you a lot more tactical when you're doing it, too. You don't just run in and say, all right, well, I'm just going to blow all of my mana and then chug a couple of potions. And your potions now have a cooldown. When you hit them, you have to wait 30 seconds before you can hit another one. So you can't just chug potions back like you used to be able to.
That seems similar to the way you were saying you can't, or that they're giving you bonus XP for excessive kills.
Right. When you gather up a bunch of monsters and you just mow them all down, as you increase past 10 kills in a row, you'll get an experience point bonus. So you can, you know, there's a balance. You can go in and see how many you can just tear through in a single stance. Then you take a chance on, you know, completely losing your ass because, you know, suddenly you're dead because you used your potion and oh fuck, I'm dying again. Or if you're really good, you could just tear them all down and get that massive experience point bonus. So there's a lot more balance to it now than there was before.
Seems like they're trying to make it more tactical.
And there's, from what I was reading, they're doing something that World of Warcraft players have been begging for years. They're making the PvP and the PvE completely separate. So when you're playing, you'll be able to play the same character, right? But when you're playing in your PvE mode where you're just going through dungeons and killing bad guys, that's completely separate from your PvP. The abilities work completely differently. So you won't have to worry about your PvE abilities suddenly becoming weaker because they were too strong in the PvP area of the game.
Well, so that makes sense because obviously there's going to be a difference between fighting hordes of people.
Right, and that's one of the biggest complaints in World of Warcraft is the PvP has a tendency to people will get new abilities and they will just dominate other players with them in PvP. And in response to that, Blizzard will quote-unquote nerf the ability, making it hit weaker or not restore as much health or whatever. And then that in turn hurts the people that are playing in PvE when those people have no desire to play PvP. So they think, well, this is fucking bullshit. I'm getting punished for something that I don't even play. And to prevent that, in Diablo, they're making the abilities work completely differently in PvP and PvE. So if there's a problem with the PvE version, then they just change that version. If there's a problem with the PvP version, they'll change that version.
Okay.
That sounds like an improvement that I can get behind.
It sounds like they're actually listening to, I mean, God, they've had enough time to listen to, they figure out how to make this work. I mean, because WoW is obviously the big one that everyone plays and everyone puts up with the flaws of. So if you're going to step into that, I mean, I know, what was the last one you played?
What, me?
Yeah, there's another MMO that came out about a year ago, I think. I can't remember what it was called. But you said they improved on a few things that...
Oh, Rift.
Yeah, Rift, R or something.
Yeah.
That, you know, if you're going to get in the MMO market and be serious about it, you have to fix a lot of the flaws that are everywhere on the forums. So.
Right. I mean, if you pay attention to your players, you're going to get a lot of bullshit. There's going to be a lot of whining. There's going to be a lot of, oh, we want this when you don't really need it. Everybody's going to be leaning more toward their preferred class. Want my class to be supremely dominant and everyone else's class to be weaker. But if you can filter out all the bullshit, there are a lot of really good ideas that come from the community. And a lot of those end up implemented when you have good developers that are listening to the non-idiotic players. And I think that in the case of Diablo 3, at least, they did a really good job of doing that. There's some good stuff here.
I mean, it doesn't hurt that they had a bunch of people waiting for this game.
Oh yeah, it's. I told a few people at work, and they were ready to string me up and murder me
because
they wanted it, and I've got it. Sorry, guys.
Get when you work for the Noisecast.
Wait. Yeah, that's what got it for me.
Come on now. Come on, play along. Since we're talking about stuff and things, I have no idea where I was going with that. Here's a random topic I just added to the topic list. Light Squared and Skype co-founder of Freedom Pop Partner, whatever the hell, worst headline ever. Anyway, LightSquared is a wholesale carrier building a nationwide wireless broadband network that will supposedly create consumer choice and drive industry innovation. And then there's Freedom Pop, which is possibly the worst name for anything other than food. That's awesome. Is it quote unquote disruptive new company that will offer free broadband and voice services to all Americans?
Oh, we can't have that.
These two companies have signed a wholesale network agreement. Basically, they're going to try to give broadband access to all Americans. I'm not sure as
of a goal.
Not sure as to their what their business plan.
Lofty is an interesting way of putting it.
What?
He said that sounds like a lofty goal. I said lofty is an interesting way of putting it.
Well, just
the whole broadband to everyone thing. I just never see it working.
Well, I see it working in big. Yeah, exactly. I see it working in places that aren't as geographically spread out. And of course, there has to be interest. Seriously, you go 4 miles from here and you say, hey, we'll give you free broadband internet, and they just kind of look at you.
Well, yeah, and I'm kind of down on the whole definition of broadband internet. Because a lot of times it seems there's not, like, this number makes broadband internet. And right. A lot of places try to get to that number.
Yeah.
To call broadband internet, but it's still crap.
Yeah, and I think that that number needs to be redefined every year. Because
with the way technology moves, yes, definitely needs to be every year.
Because if you can't stream our podcast, which is a still picture and a video, or an audio, I try to make it as lo-fi as possible so anyone can tune in, then you aren't on broadband. No matter what you're being sold.
Exactly.
Anyway, I guess.
Has that happened to someone that you know?
No.
Oh.
But, I think he was just using that as an example.
Yeah. If you can't stream basic, I mean, that's not even a moving video. It's a static picture with, you know, lo-fi voices coming in. Seriously, it's not that difficult. But for some people, it is, obviously. People
well,
stuck.
There's still people out there with fucking net zero.
Well, yeah. And
ooh, that company's still around?
Well, a lot of times it's either you're on dial-up or you pay out the ass for satellite, and
satellite is
horrible.
Even worth paying for.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, it depends on what you do. If you run something, a business, like a farm or something, where you absolutely need, I don't know why your farm needs broadband, but maybe you're a high-tech farmer.
Maybe you use iPads to keep inventory of all your livestock.
Hey, there you go. There's a reason that one would need.
Mr. Ed, would you please go count the cows? Sorry, I broke the screen of my iPad again.
Bessie kicked me yesterday, and now my iPad doesn't work.
Anyway, yeah, whatever. There are high-tech farms out there, and that's cool. It helps, whatever. They have to replace all the Mexicans that left Alabama with something. True.
It's fucked up.
No, it's not a statement about anything other than stupid policies. Yeah, let's scare all the low-level workers out of our state. Oh, God, yeah. No one's making money.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, back to tech. I guess the whole point of this Freedom Pop, Light Squared, whatever the hell, free broadband service. I don't understand. I really don't know how this is going to work.
I see this as someone's like, this could be a great idea and really, really put us over the top. But then they didn't think about the logistics.
Well, okay, the free thing gets me. And exactly. Yeah. Well,
no,
okay.
Look, there's such thing as free.
Yeah, I'm.
Somebody's paying somewhere.
Let me see what the. Damn it, where is LTE? I'm trying to figure out what the broadcast range of LTE is per tower.
Oh, that's too technical for me.
Yeah.
I don't know shit about radio waves.
That I don't be able to find it within. Uses the 1800 and North America is 700 and 1700, so it's not dissimilar from what we already use. So whatever the band, the distance on your typical cell phone tower is what we're gonna have for LTE.
Well, there's cell phone towers everywhere, so obviously it's not that good.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, yes. And when you get out in the middle of nowhere, you're gonna have to run either a landline from random tower in the middle of nowhere to the next random tower in the middle of nowhere, relaying back to a station somewhere, or you're gonna have to put in a microwave.
Yeah, you know, someone transceivers. Logistics of this.
Well,
plan very well.
I don't know. It's really confusing. I don't think it's gonna come out at all like they're saying. It's a good idea. Yeah, sure. Get broadband to everyone. It's great until you have to go upgrade every single tower for the next big thing.
Right, and the I had something for this.
Well, if you weren't fighting a horde, you might be able to come up.
I'm not fighting whores. Oh, what I was going to say is it seems like this is one of those things where they said, hey, let's come up with a great idea, and maybe in a few years we'll have technology to support said idea.
Well, no, that's the thing. Both of these companies are currently doing things. Like, they both, I guess, was it Freedom
yeah,
Pop?
I get that, but the logistics of the whole situation is just, it doesn't make sense. There's no way you'd be able to do this. You can barely get cell phone signals in a lot of places. So trying to get a broadband signal when you don't have a baseline infrastructure to build on top of just doesn't seem feasible in any way.
Yep.
I was wondering if I get disconnected.
No, I had to take care of something. Anyway, I don't know what you said at the end of that. Are we done?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it we basically come to the consensus it's just not possible.
Not currently. Maybe in the future, but right now, well, I don't see it happening.
Well, in theory, everything's possible in the future, because you don't know what the future is.
Well, yeah, I do know what the future is. The future is when everything's possible. That's
okay.
That's pretty much it. That's supposed to be a little comment. Anyway, that's it for our regular news. Go on to WTF news.
Time for what the fudge.
These news are really bad.
Really? Now you censor yourself?
But the noise cast makes it rad.
Your mom just walked in the room?
Who doesn't like what the fudge?
Anyway.
I'm just talking about fudge.
Yeah, I bet you do.
One of the guys from work had his wife make fudge, and
it was fantastic.
It was pretty incredible. I couldn't eat an entire piece of it, though. It was cut in about the size of a brownie, and I seriously couldn't eat an entire piece. It was too much.
Yeah, that's the best fudge. You just want one bite per hour.
That's how you know.
That's
good.
Exactly what it was. It was so good, but at the same time, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna need a half a gallon of milk for this.
Diabetes.
Pretty much. On from fudge. A Irvine, California couple was suspected of hiring a man, has been arrested for hiring a man to discipline their 15-year-old son. I guess they paid this guy to discipline their child that they thought was smoking.
Thought he was smoking.
Yeah, they thought he was smoking. So they're going to give him lashings. I guess they dropped the boy off at the guy's house with permission for the beating.
Permission?
They gave him a permission slip?
Yeah, I don't know what the permission slip said. Yes, the guy was arrested at his home on Tuesday and released Thursday after posting bail, which he probably posted with the money he was paid by the parents for this.
This is the thing where parents just need to ask more questions and not jump to conclusions. The parents, Paul Kim, 39, decided to discipline their son after finding a lighter in his possession.
Oh, no.
A lighter doesn't necessarily mean that you're lighter. Smoking.
A lighter. Wow.
I mean, granted, I have a lighter, and I'm smoking right now, but you can't jump to that conclusion.
I carried one for years, and I didn't smoke. Lighter. It just happens. Especially a 15-year-old boy probably thought it was cool having one.
Was he smoking, though?
It doesn't ever say. That was apparently the reason for dropping him off. Found him with a lighter.
I don't understand the lead of this story. An Irvine couple who suspected their 15-year-old son of smoking turned to a man believed to be relied on in their church to violently discipline their child.
Yeah, hey, this guy will beat your kid if they're bad. Okay, cool, let's drop him off.
And he's from church.
Yeah.
Why does it not surprise me that from church was the end of that sentence?
Well, it wasn't. It was in the middle, but...
Whatever. It was contained in the sentence. Shut up, church!
Yeah. I don't know.
Beat him with a pole?
Tied him
Good
to a pole.
God.
Oh, wait, no, he did. Sorry, he did hit him with a metal pole about a dozen times. The pole was about an inch in diameter.
A dozen times? The fuck?
Oh.
Why?
I don't know.
I want to know what difference does a pole become a pole and not just a metal rod or stick?
Are we going to...
I think we're looking at semantics here.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't... if I'm swinging a pole, it's going to be hard to hit somebody.
Not if... I don't know.
Are you fucking Paul Bunyan?
Yes, I am fucking Paul Bunyan.
Why can't you discipline your own child? Do you have to go to this?
Why do you?
I want to know if these
beat your child over
back.
Something like this. I'm sorry. When does abuse become okay? When you know?
Apparently, this guy's like side job. Investigators believe Kim has been used in this way for other families in the congregation of the church.
I want to know what church.
The name of the church was not released, but it is located in La Habra.
Yeah, I'm not looking it up. Anyway, so the moral of the story is beat your own kids. Right? That's what we're agreeing on.
I don't know. I don't know if that's one I want to get behind. I've already had the difest people out here on me once. I don't need to be saying that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, there apparently are 6 churches in La Habra on Google Maps.
6? Well, it was one of them.
Now we're all 7. Googling it. So whoever edits this, go ahead and...
Jeez. And CALIF is the AP abbreviation for California, sir.
Yeah, whoever put that in there. I don't think it's the Roman Catholic Church. I think they got over that a while ago.
It might be
the First Fundamental Baptist.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Yep. Anyway, now that we're done... That here's a funny one. I don't know if you missed this on the news. Probably, if
I saw it on the news.
Yeah, it got pretty,
and on Twitter actually.
It got a lot of good airtime on the show. MythBusters does a lot of their testing out at the bomb range.
Alameda County.
Yeah,
I think it is.
You recognize it, I'm sure, from all sorts of stuff. Apparently. They were testing the myth of whether other things work as well as a cannonball, and they shot this cannonball out of the bomb range, and it bounced through a house off of the street into off another house, breaking some roof tiles, into a minivan. So apparently
it went like 3 miles. It was a hell of a travel.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't know if they can find something that will work as well as that cannonball, or if they're even allowed to try.
Oh, did they then go back and shoot something else to see if it did as much damage?
I think they stopped after that. It's kind of funny if you follow them on Twitter. I think about 6 or 7 hours after, or no, it was about 6 or 7 o'clock at night the day happened. I think maybe it was a little later, or the day of this. All of a sudden, Grant, Tori, and Carrie all tweeted, "We're sorry about this," at the same time. I think they got the okay from lawyers to discuss it at the exact same time.
But, you know, I really don't think the fault lies so much with the show and them as so much as why didn't someone who's in charge of the bomb range be like, hey.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, it took an unforeseen bounce from a safety berm, which I don't. I'm really confused how it can go that far. I really want to know what how this happened. I want to see, like, somebody draw a map to scale and see what the hell this looks like. Like, what happened, where it bounced, everything.
Well, they do have a tendency to go a little overboard.
Yeah, but, I mean, if you look at some of the outtake shows and some of the special shows, they say that it looks like they're going overboard, but they're not allowed back at certain places because they've broken, I think there's another bomb range they used to go to, that they broke a bunch of windows on a couple explosions. And they actually sent, I think, Carrie, because she was pregnant, door to door to apologize because she said they did it because no one can be mad at a pregnant woman. That was actually on TV. That's what it said. It was one of the location specials.
Yeah, they had done something, and the boom was an explosion, and it was a little bit too big. But this, I mean, they're at a police controlled area.
Yeah.
And part of the problem is this bomb range apparently is in the middle of the fuck town.
Yeah.
Which is not good city planning.
Well, it wasn't always a bomb range, though.
It's called the bomb range.
It's part of a army reserve military installation.
Yeah, I mean, when I lived next to Pendleton, you could hear, you know, Artie going off all the time. I never expected to see a cannonball flying through Milan. You know, that sort of thing didn't happen.
And somebody, there's a lot of safety that goes on at Pendleton. Yeah.
Well, there should be a lot of safety that goes on in a bomb range in the middle of a town. Somebody screwed up. More than one person screwed up.
Oh,
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, and it is. It's in the, like, just within, like, a mile or less is the fucking town.
Yeah.
It I don't know why they didn't. It around this area, and it's been a bomb range for quite some time.
Yeah, well, see, this is one of those times when you look at them and say, well, fucker, you moved in next to a bomb range.
It's California. Land is valuable. Seriously, homes in the desert go for more than my house here, and it's stupid.
Yeah, there ain't shit in the desert. Of course, there ain't shit in Alabama either.
Oh, there's trees.
Yeah, apparently it's at the Camp Parks Reserve Forces training area.
Well, reserve bases are a joke.
I don't really know anything about it.
Well, I've been to a couple of them, and it's... They all were built about the same time in the 40s or 50s, or during the Cold War. And, you know, that's... It's just sad. It's just crap. There's almost nothing new on them except the gates. Anyway.
I put the blame on those people.
Which people?
Yeah. Bomb range?
The bomb range people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Or the city planners. I'm going to go with city planners because they screwed up first. Both. Yeah. But then the bomb range people screwed up more recently.
I mean, you really have to... there needs to be someone there being like, I don't think we should shoot cannons
towards the houses.
They've shot cannons there before, though.
Yeah, it did, but I don't.
It's just one of those freak accidents. You can't control everything.
Yeah. Well, okay, 3 miles of not controlling a cannonball, though.
That's pretty epic.
Yeah, but that's a measurement issue.
There's an old story about, like, that's why international waters starts 3 miles out, because that's as far as a cannonball could go fired from shore.
That sounds like...
That's the old story, anyway.
Anyway, moving on. Here's another WTF news bit from Florida.
Woohoo!
Written Florida. By our favorite author.
Oh, yeah, I love this lady.
So here we go. Two Grinches were caught on surveillance video stealing about $500 worth of Christmas lawn ornaments from a lawn. And some of the missing items include Mickey Mouse on a horse, some hugging penguins, and Snoopy on a doghouse. The homeowner found her stolen holiday cheer at a house less than a block away from hers.
In the front yard.
What kind of neighbors do you have?
Stupid neighbors. Apparently.
Florida neighbors.
So, moral of the story, don't steal Christmas stuff. Seriously, it's not that important that you steal.
What kind of person is like, our yard looks like shit. Steven's yard over there has some great decorations. Let's steal them.
And put them back in our yard.
Yeah, it's one thing if you just take them so his yard doesn't look better, you know. But if you put them up in your yard, it's kind of like that person probably drives past here. If you're down the street, there's a 50-50 chance they're going to drive past it.
Yeah, less than a block away.
Yeah.
You probably see it from her yard.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks, Florida.
Case closed. Decorations.
I know those are mine because nobody else had tacky ones like that. Who wants penguins hugging? Okay, here's another one. This is out of California. I guess California gets a couple today. Students in a professor's psychology course. The guy's name is George Parrott. Teaches at California State University in Sacramento. They have to bring snacks during each laboratory section of his psychology course, or else the guy just leaves.
What?
Yeah.
What?
The guy's been teaching since 1969, and apparently a few years after he started, he, you know, created this requirement that every week somebody has to bring snacks. So the students will get together and put, you know, a calendar. Like, who's bringing what in which week? You can't... apparently, you can't repeat snacks.
What?
Yeah. So you can't have muffins 2 weeks in a row. So, on Thursday, this guy walked into class, and somebody forgot their stuff, and the guy just left. And didn't teach.
How does he still have a career?
Okay, have you ever seen...
This is a class that I would hate to take.
You've never dealt with a tenured professor. Tenure basically means you have
you
to go to class naked with an erection.
I like how you're doing the with an erection.
Yeah, because if you just go naked, you're not fired. It has to be sexually charged. Anyway, tenured professor. The guy's been there since 1969. There's a good chance that A, he's lost a lot of his mind to drugs, and B, he's tenured. This was his last semester before retirement, but in more than 30 years, this is the first time someone's complained about him walking out.
Look, if my professor walked out in the middle of class, I just go home. Big fucking deal.
Yeah. And
no class today.
Well, I mean, that makes sense, but there are people who are like, well, are we going to be tested? If the guy walks out and doesn't... And seeing that it's coming up on the end of the semester, this was actually posted last month. But
as you can tell, we are super current here on the Noisecast.
Well, WTF news doesn't have to be news. It has to be WTF. Anyway.
Like, if he's leaving, I assume that we're not going to learn anything today, and I'm just going to go home and...
Yeah, but a lot of professors, like, I've had a professor that walked out in the middle of a lecture because the same guy's phone went off three times. And he taught over the stuff that was on the calendar, or he tested on the stuff that was on the calendar. He taught it.
Well, then just read the book.
Exactly. But, I mean, you know, certain teachers, certain professors don't follow the book at all.
Yeah, I've had those, but even then, I'm just like, well, okay.
It's only a day. It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, anyway. So you lost, like, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours maybe? I mean, this seems a bit unreasonable, like, oh, there's no snacks today. My fat ass ain't gonna teach anymore.
Yeah, see, I can understand the guy walking out because the same asshole's cell phone rang multiple times. Fucking turn it off or mute it for the love of all things holy. But a guy getting pissed off because somebody forgot his Twinkies?
Yeah, and that's the thing. I think their biggest issue with this is the fact that it has no value to anyone to have snacks in a class. It's a distraction more than anything. A cell phone will distract people from learning, so you want that off. And if you keep distracting people, then the guy's pretty much going to say, oh, you want distraction? You don't want to learn? Okay, screw it.
Right.
But this is stupid. But it's California, so...
I mean, I'd be pissed off if I was in that class because I don't want to bring shit for other people. I'm just that kind of a stingy bastard.
But it's kind of like if you got a free snack every week.
30 people.
Well, there's
however many people in this class?
52.
I'm not making 52 muffins. Fuck that.
You didn't say you have to make them. It doesn't even have say they have to be fresh.
It says homemade.
Oh.
A homemade snack.
Oh, he said he wanted healthy stuff. Okay, I see it. Yeah. They have to be homemade because he wants stuff without the total chemical treatment.
Yeah, I can barely make a fucking sandwich.
You'd make a horrible wife.
Fucking McMuffins.
See, that'd be the part where I just went to the bagel shop.
Okay.
It's kind of like homemade.
Yeah. Here's the last line. The last couple lines in the article says he plans to stick to his rule for his last semester. Given that he is on track to retire, he said that if told to stop enforcing the rule, I'd probably ignore it.
Well, yeah, he's going to retire anyway.
Yeah.
What's going to happen to him? You're going to make him retire? Oh, wait.
Yeah, nope, he's tenured. This is not going to take his tenure away. Apparently, they're going to do some, you know, they're going to form a committee and pay people to look into whether this has any educational. But anyway, that was cool, I guess. Last bit of WTF news. Apparently, a New Mexico teen was handcuffed and hauled off to juvenile detention for burping in class, according to a lawsuit. Yeah.
Did you say burping?
Burping. The boy was transported without... Man, I cannot talk today. Transported without his parents being notified in May after he burped audibly in his physical education class and his teacher called a school resource officer to complain that the boy was disrupting her class.
Was he, like, doing the ABCs or just, like, a rogue one?
It still doesn't matter.
Wait, he belched in gym and he got taken off to juvenile detention?
Yeah, without and his parents weren't even notified.
How old was this kid?
But get this.
13.
The lawsuit also details a separate incident that in November 8th when the same student was forced to strip down to his underwear while five adults watched as he was accused of selling pot to another student. Yet he was never charged for this. So apparently the guy's kind of a rogue one, likes to cause trouble. You don't get, stripped down for, selling pot unless you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, but even then it's...
Oh, no, it's extreme. I'm not saying it's not extreme, but the kid's a troublemaker.
Yeah, but at this second one, we're going to take you to juvenile detention because you were disrupting the class. Well, okay, maybe he disrupted the class, but the kid's fucking 13.
Okay, get this.
He's
in gym. Who gives a fuck what he does in the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he going to disrupt the wiffle ball game?
It was badminton day.
Oh, well. Oof.
Apparently, in the school district, more than 200 kids have been handcuffed and arrested in the last 3 years for non-violent misdemeanors. So they're obviously having an issue with the local cop, sheriff, whoever comes out to the school. They're just being douchebags.
Seriously.
Apparently, a 7-year-old boy with autism was also, his parents also sued the school for handcuffing the boy to a chair after he became agitated in class.
He's autistic!
And seven! Yeah, so.
Apparently, that is actually against the law in New Mexico.
What, being autistic?
No. New Mexico law prohibits officers in schools from restraining children under the age of 11. So he shouldn't even have been restrained.
Yeah. So apparently, don't send your kids to school in New Mexico. Unless, well, I've got a family member who taught in another area in New Mexico. Apparently, New Mexico is just not a great place to live with children.
I can believe that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the South, but just different.
With Mexicans.
Yeah. Anyway, so I guess that's it. Anyone else got anything?
Anybody in the chat got anything?
They're talking about exams. Killing dragons.
Killing dragons in exams?
Sounds
like the best exam ever.
Well, apparently, Dragonfire 312, imagine killing a dragon while studying.
That's he probably played too much Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Anyway, yeah, he doesn't rant about every game he talks, rave about every game he talks about on here, except Skyrim, Batman, Rift.
I do have Batman. A tendency to play great games.
But you did talk highly of Duke Nukem.
No, I didn't.
You can't speak highly of Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
I do everything I can to keep people from playing that game. I'm still trying to get rid of the copy you sent me, but nobody fucking wants it.
Send it back. I'll take it out to the range.
That's about the best thing you can do with Duke Nukem.
Run over it with the Paladin.
No, I meant like the shotgun range, toss it in the ski thrower.
No, I meant like run over it with the Paladin.
What is a wizard going to do?
Actually, it's a...
I know.
Pouncer.
Asshole.
Something caught in.
Anyway.
I think you just called them an
in case, yeah, in case you're wondering, we are the Noisecast, the most professional podcast on the internet today. We specialize in we specialize in making fun of each other, not being able to speak English. And tech news, you can find us online at Shut Up Vito, thenoisecast.com, facebook.com/noisecast, or twitter.com/noisecast. Chat with us, yell at us, tell us we're stupid, give us ideas, hints, tips, stories, points of view, anything you want. There's contact pages on there. You can find our email addresses, anything. Read, comment. We like your interaction. We like talking to you. Most of you guys know us from White Noise, and we know you're opinionated, so feel free to leave your opinionated opinions in the comments.
Wow.
That was quite long-winded, sir.
Yes, it was.
Get any of that?
With us tonight, you want me to talk slower for you, Vito? With us tonight, we had Vito...
Hi, kids.
And Ray.
That was really fun.
Yeah, it was. A lot of fun. Good time. had a great time. It's good times. Hey, join us next week. Hopefully we'll be here. If not, then we're sorry. Signing off for the Noisecast. And I forgot to tell you my name. My name is Kevlar. Goodbye.
Professional.
Yeah.
It's my desire. It's my desire. It's my desire. Don't you wanna know? I'ma keep starting fires. It's my desire. It's my desire. It's my desire. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we catch. When we kiss. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we cut, when we kiss, when we touch. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch and when we kiss. Danger, danger. High voltage. When we touch, when we kiss, when we touch, when we kiss. When we touch, when we kiss, when we touch, when we kiss, no more.